Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children, all ages, welcome back to your favorite show. Although today it feels like that's a lie. I'm not going to fool around with you. But, you know, welcome back to Kill the Cow. Today I'm hurting y'all. There's some stuff going on that I just feel I need to be communicated with. And today's message is the perfect message for that. If I sound a little bit off, I've not been, you know, the happiest this morning. And I sought out a chapter, but I found a part of a chapter. First Corinthians 12 through 31. Yeah, 12 through 31. That I think is going to remind me that I need to shut up and get out of my emotions. And sometimes we all need to do that. I am, you know, I feel a little bit hurt just because my whole motto is serve people, create awesome. If I can't check that, I'm definitely, I'm disappointed. I'm hurt, you know. That's all I try to do. And when somebody can't even communicate what's going on after reaching out and asking for help, it's extremely disheartening on my end. Because I'm a butthurt kind of person. You know, and if anything, this is a realness I want to reveal on Kill the Cow. Some mornings are just harder. Some mornings you got to kick yourself, pick yourself up, kicking and screaming, and just go forward. That's one of these mornings. So without further ado, let's jump into it. 1 Corinthians 12:12. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we are all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and all were made to drink from one spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. Alright, if the foot says, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. See, we've got to realize that no matter what we say, there's still reality. And that's why I'm so adamant that I get butthurt, because it allows me to go to the word and say something like this. Verse 16, and the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body. That would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If we are all a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And on those parts of the body that we think less honorable, we bestow the great honor, or greater honor. And on our unpresentable parts are treated with greater modesty. I think that's talking about the penis and the vagina, y'all. I'm going to just lay that out there. You know, does that mean that I am I am a dick. You know, people say that all the time because of how harsh I am. But, you know, we need to learn to, you know, hide them a little bit better. That's why I go into the sound booth. And probably why I'm butthurt right now. Verse 24, which are more presentable parts do not require. But God has so much composed, has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacked it, that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now you are the parts of the body and the individual members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then the gift of healing, helping, administration, and various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the higher gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way. Does it bring me peace today? Yeah. That I know I'm not. It sucks that I'm not the mouthpiece that I thought I was. Does that make me any less of a graphic superstar? No. I pay for a AI generator that uses words. You know, why am I on a podcast? Because I can't get anybody else to help me with it. You know, that's why my words and why I say I hold, have you, perfect strangers, hold me accountable. Because I feel all alone. I don't have any other parts to help. You know, my wife is my wife. Should I talk to her more? Probably. But we're set apart to be together. We're different. That's the way I see it. Am I wrong? Probably. You know, because, you know, even right here, the members to be set apart differently. This proves right here that I can be a dick and not even know it. And I should just say Richard, because I don't know. It's hard. I'm having a bad day, y'all. It started off horrible. But it's something to think about. Bad days are going to happen. There's going to become frustration. So, I'm going to leave it at that. Because not all things are going to be left in a good package. And I need to realize that. I'm going to gain clarity throughout this entire day. This is not something I can handle in a 10-minute show. But just so you all know where I am, and I did not want to do 2 days in a row where I did not do a show. You know, this is how I really feel. This is the way I go into my Bible study. Butt hurt and everything. So there's not a conclusion right now. It's going to be a lot of prayer and a lot of, you know, just seeking after God. So I appreciate you tuning in. And as always, I'm R.A. Crate. And till I see you again, KSITJ.